Starting over in a new country can be a challenge for any immigrant. It can be especially hard for seniors. An urban farm in South Seattle is giving some older East Africans a chance to make connections in their adopted land. Patricia Murphy from KUOW's Race and Equity team joined them for their weekly work party at the Rainier Beach Urban Farm and Wetlands.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Michael Neguse came to the U.S. from Eritrea more than two decades ago.
Good morning. Good to see you again.
Neguse's warm and welcoming demeanor suits his role as an organizer for the East African community, and this eight-acre urban farm is an important part of that work. In recent years, the sold plant nursery has been transformed, in part, through work done by this East African seniors group.
They don't go out, they don't go to senior centers or community centers because of the language barrier. So what we're trying to do here is take them out of the house, their houses, to come here, meet other people, meet other ethnic groups, other languages, and come and work together.
Neguse points to a thick stand of willows shading a creek.
See those trees?
Yeah.
These trees were planted by our seniors.
That was 3 years ago. But the fast-growing trees have done their work, beating back invasive weeds. Weeds will always come back, but so does this group of a dozen or so seniors every Friday for a couple of hours.
Nice to meet you.
Jigayo.
Jigayo?
Yes.
Where are you from, sir?
Ethiopia. Everything is good here, I can say.
It's a nice day. It's not raining.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, especially for the old men.
78-year-old Turanesh Gura was a farmer with her husband back in Ethiopia. She's piling prickly blackberries onto a wheelbarrow.
God
knows what will happen, but we still keep working. We're going to work. Uh-oh, watch out.
Before coming to this country, Neguse says some of these seniors were teachers, headmasters, and police officers. Some fled violence. It can be so difficult to start over, but Neguse tries to help. This work is an opportunity to practice English with native speakers and make connections in their adopted country.
Like when we have early Alzheimer's patients coming here, we pair them always with our seniors. So they start singing to each other and working to each other with each other. Sometimes they inspire people. You don't have to be perfect in English. Just have determination and people will come and help you, you know.
The farm is a busy place. All kinds of community groups and school children come here to work and learn.
This gives them chance to get out for fresh air, to meet other people, to learn something new, you know, like growing food in this kind of weather.
The food grown on the farm is shared. Today, they'll leave with a bag of collards and chard. Some of the best days, Neguse says, are when they can eat a meal together under the trees.
Then we have a picnic-style lunch, and they enjoy each other's company, which is great. Our aim is to integrate our seniors with other groups, come to know each other and work together, you know, to bring harmony in the community.
The kitchen used to be portable. New construction on the property will make cooking a lot easier. This weekend, two new outbuildings, including a kitchen and a classroom, will open to the public. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
The Green Seattle Partnership and the Tilth Alliance provide support for these East African seniors.